This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man, heartbreak. Heartbreak last night.
Yeah, that was sad, I guess. I didn't get to see it, but I know that the final seconds, CSU just went in the tube.
Terrible.
The very final second.
Very final second, Jamie.
So sad.
From the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it.
Oh!
Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater with life into the Sweet 16.
We lose.
Who is she? Ugh.
I don't like this. Look, you're going to hate that I say this. I don't like the female anchor.
Well, she tries to be like a man.
Yeah. It's like they put in the B team.
No.
This is the NCAA tournament. You don't put in the B team.
Well, I mean, you know, there's some that are fine, right? But I don't know. She really got into it.
She's about the only one you hear anymore.
Is it?
Yeah, but man, she's manly.
Well, I don't think she's manly. I'm just saying, like, so, you know, it's just like she studied other sports people. It's like, I know I'm supposed to draw out the words.
Yeah. I took bits and pieces from my wand. Yeah.
Heartbreak Hotel, man. Colorado State, so close. Man, they made that basket with 3 seconds left, and I thought for sure that they're in. The Rams are going to move on.
That would have been
Sweet
great.
Sweet 16. But no, Maryland.
Because they haven't even gotten like this far, right? Since like NAM or something.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've ever gotten to the Sweet 16.
I don't think they have, no. But I mean, even that second game, I think they've won. I don't even know. I just remember them being shocked that they got this far, even though it was only two games.
Yeah, it was a bummer, though.
Yeah.
It was a real bummer. A lot of fans that were in bars last night, a lot of fans following Colorado State. And I think that even if you're a CU fan, you were still rooting for Colorado State.
Oh, for sure. Everybody was.
You know, everybody was on board for this. And they actually, when you watch the game, I know you didn't see it, Jamie, but I watched the game last night. Colorado State outplayed them. They just literally outplayed them. They just made some dumb mistakes down the stretch that cost them.
So the last time they were in the Sweet 16 and the only time was in 1969.
Wow, that was
a good year.
Yeah.
That was a good year.
Long time ago.
That was a great year.
Holy crap. Well, that's
all right. Well, there you go. Colorado State. Colorado now out of it. No longer in the tournament. That's the way it goes, I guess.
What a bummer.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just feel for all you parents that have a kid there, or, you know, I mean, I'm sure that everybody was, the whole family was together yesterday, you know, like, come on. Oh.
All right. We got a couple of things to bring up here.
I'm still finishing my wah, and you just walked on me.
All right. Go ahead.
Wah, wah, wah. Okay, now.
A couple of things in the program this morning. First of all, I want to mention this because my wife is going through this right now, and that's the subscriptions for massages, okay?
Uh-huh.
And how hard it is to cancel these things. These companies, and not only just massages, but anybody that's out there, if you've got a subscription on something, it's so difficult to change something or just to completely drop it. I mean, they will ignore you and ignore you and ignore you.
Well, I had signed up for that stupid Cindy Crawford. I don't know. She had cantaloupe technology or something. Remember that stuff? Like, it was, I forgot who makes it. But anyway, it's really costly, right? And you get it every month. That was next to impossible. I got on the phone. I said, hey, I want to cancel this. It's like a cream or whatever, right? And you get it every month. And I call and she's like, well, we already have one in the mail on its way. And I said, no, that's not true. And she's like, yeah, it's already on the way. And I'm like, well, I need to cancel it. I'll take that one. And she's like, are you sure you want this? Because now we have a special gift bag that comes with this. And I'm like, no, just cancel it. It made it impossible for me to cancel it. I finally screamed and said, I said that word. F and cancel it, and I hung up.
It should be illegal.
I know.
It really should, to treat consumers like this. If you want to cancel something that you're paying for, now granted, go ahead and pay for it. If you've already gotten it and you ordered it or whatever, I mean, you should have a chance to return it if you want to and get your money back. But let's say you don't. If you call or go online and you cancel something, it should be effective that day.
Right.
Okay? That's the way it should be.
Didn't you think because you and I talked about this off the air, wasn't she charged like $400 or something?
$400?
Yeah. And she can't get an appointment,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, wow. And it's some dumb massage place. Right. I don't know where it's at, okay?
It's called Happy Endings, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. She's been trying to get me to go with her, but just haven't been able to pull that off yet. But yeah. Nevertheless, okay. So, but she's been a part of this thing. A, she can't get an appointment because they're always packed, all right? So they obviously do a good job. There's nothing wrong with that. My argument is that if you want to cancel something because it's inconvenient or you just can't get it doesn't fit your schedule, let's say, then you should be able to cancel. They've already charged her for months at $400. It was over $400 for like 3 or 4 months membership. And during the entire time, she's not been able to get an appointment and tried over and over and over again.
And I looked up that Happy Ending thing on it's a whole thing on Reddit. You guys should read it.
Is it really?
It is a whole thing. Nobody can get out of it. It's on.
They just delay, yeah, push it back.
It's on Reddit. Well, there's all kinds of fine print that nobody read, because nobody reads fine print, and it's a whole thing.
How can you call yourself Happy Endings?
Exactly.
When there is no ending. There's no ending to your subscription.
Well, she couldn't even get happy because she couldn't find an appointment.
Exactly. There's no happy ending to it at all. It's miserable.
I remember and then you guys are going to laugh, but I belonged to Gold's Gym, right, when it was a thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. It was like $23 a month, and I was poor as hell, and I needed to get out of it. And they make it impossible. They literally make it impossible.
Did you have, like most gyms, you have to go to the gym and cancel there?
Because I tried to call. I exactly had to do that because I tried to call. Nope, you have to come in and sign a paper. Oh, okay.
Okay, that should be illegal. You should be able to go to their website. They should have a little box there. I quit.
Yeah.
I quit. I quit. Very
exactly.
Simple.
Yeah.
You click that, hit submit, boom, it's over.
It's done.
That's the way it should be done. And there should be a law against this. And I guarantee you there are plenty of women listening to our show right now that you have one of these subscriptions. Maybe it's not at Happy Ending, but it's some massage place out there or something like that you cannot get canceled. And you've tried and you've tried and they continue to bill and bill. That's how they make their money.
Well, and it happens on Amazon too, because I know that that Carson is a big subscription guy, because you know you get that discount.
Oh yeah, I mean 15-20% off your first order, and then they hook you, and then you can't get out of it. I was going to cancel the second month, and I didn't cancel it.
And they automatically, and you know this, they automatically on Amazon put it as the only option first. You have to go and re-click that it's a one-time buy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Frog does this with games.
Yeah.
He'll get a game, and it's good for 60 days, let's say, or 30 days, whatever. And then you got to go, but at least they make it easy. The games seem to make it easy because I go into my phone. It's got a subscription page in there.
Right.
And I can just click, boom, 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 opt out. And it works. I never get charged again. That's how easy it should be. But these other places, man, they hook you and they will not let go.
Man, that's a pricey thing. Well, I guess it comes out because, like, if you think about a massage, it's what, like $60 or whatever? And so is it unlimited for $400 a month? Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it is. But
so in your head, it sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, because I could go every week.
Yeah, then you can't get an appointment.
You can't. No, she's been trying for 3 months.
Oh, my God.
And again, the appointment has to fit your schedule.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's some openings in that 3 months. It just doesn't fit her schedule.
Right.
But trying to fit her schedule into their openings, impossible.
She works full time.
So, yeah. Right. So instead, why not just cancel? You go your way, I go my way, shop somewhere else. But no, they won't let you off the hook.
Yeah.
She's gone in there. over and over again, ask for paperwork, a manager, whatever. Can't get it.
Because
get
didn't it. They keep saying the manager's out of town, yeah. out of the country?
Yeah. Then he got fired. At first, he was out of the country. Okay. And I guess he stayed too long or something. He got back, and the lady literally said that he was out of the country. Uh-huh. He came back. Then they discovered that he was a fraud because he wouldn't cancel subscriptions.
Wait, she said that to your wife?
Yes.
And she didn't cancel it right there?
She said she had to wait on the new manager to be hired to cancel it.
That
is chick, that a crock?
That chick's dumb.
That's what she said.
That is so weird.
Yeah. She said the other guy was a crook because he wouldn't cancel subscriptions. And there's a new guy coming in, so you're going to have to wait.
As we charge your credit card $400 more.
Unbelievable.
Because it'll be April now.
All right, we're going to get to these body scans. All right. Jamie and Carson are all fired up about this.
Yeah.
Spadil, you're into?
Oh, yeah, I'm in big time.
Good for you. All right. Body scans. Looking for some ailments.
No, it's the new rage. It's to be in front of your health.
Look, I got nothing against that. I'm just not going to.
No,
jump.
I just know that you're scared to look.
Yeah. I've done a lot to this body.
Yeah,
change.
I have. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather look at it from the outside. Yeah. It's not pretty inside. No, I guarantee you. All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, the Odyssey app, the podcast. After 10 o'clock, it will be up there. Go listen to it. Share it with a friend. Oh, the Slacker Show is up there, too. It's the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. All right. Also, the Jonas Brothers coming to town in October. We got tickets.
Yep. We're going to do it at 7:45 this morning.
All the boys, including Rusty.
All of them.
They're all going to be here.
Which one is on? Is it Nick or Joe that's on Broadway right now? I don't. It doesn't matter. Who cares.
I want to say Joe.
I really want to. They said that the Broadway tickets now are impossible because all these huge names are going. And I guess the George Clooney, the one that George Clooney is on Broadway, it's $980 for one ticket, and it's at the very top of the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Anyway. Yeah, I can't afford that.
Nick,
I mean,
thank you. It's Nick.
Yeah, this is Nick.
It's Nick.
I'd love to see George.
Have you ever gone to see a show at Broadway?
Who?
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No one. No.
I thought you said, have you ever gone to see his show at Broadway? And I'm like, oh, whose show?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yes, I have been to Broadway.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
A couple of times, in fact. And it's a cool experience. Even if the play sucks, it's still good.
Yeah.
It's still good. Cool. It's a good experience. All right, let's get to this whole thing with these body scans, okay? Let me play this audio first. Now, I've not heard this.
Okay.
But let me play this first. We can start, stop it, whatever. But let's see what this is all about. Body scans that are looking at your insides, right?
Correct.
From the Kardashians matriarch herself.
I'm just excited to get my results.
To Goop wellness guru Gwyneth Paltrow posting on Instagram.
Going into Pronuvo for my full body scan.
Celebrities with access to the best health tech out there are paying thousands of dollars out of pocket for full body medical scans just for a peek at what's under their skin. Former bachelorette Ali Fedotowsky and husband Kevin Mano sharing on Instagram.
Kevin has thyroid cancer and had zero symptoms before we found out.
Claiming to help detect disease before symptoms even arise. Sharing compelling patient testimonials.
The feedback from the medical team was, you've caught this so early that your chances of a cure are probably about 80%.
Could they revolutionize the future of healthcare?
We're comprehensively looking through every organ in the body to screen for cancer, aneurysms, and 500 other conditions that we cover.
All right. I don't know. That's crazy.
So it's the new thing that's sweeping the nation, right? It was only available in New York and Chicago and L.A., but now it's come to Colorado. Now we have the opportunity to do a full body scan in Denver. And it's so weird because you would think when you're telling an 18-year-old that they would roll their eyes, right? So we were out to get my son's in town from spring break. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this full body scan. He's like, oh my God, I want to do that. That's so awesome. Everybody's talking about it now. And he's like, it's a way to get, you know, ahead of your health,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And I said, you don't need that much radiation at 18. Like there is just no, you're a healthy kid and there's just no need to have that much radiation at 18. And he's like, oh, because kids now, like at their age, they're so obsessed with like eating clean, or at least my kid is, eating clean and all that
stuff.
No,
I feel like the younger generation, especially now, like they're not even,
really drinking alcohol a lot.
At all. Like, my kid doesn't drink
at all. Yeah, a lot of them don't. They're just like, well, I don't want to touch this stuff. Why would I touch it? It's poison to you, you know, whatever.
Although he did, I will tell you this, he was honest. He doesn't drink or vape or anything like that, but he told me he did shrooms. Mm. I was like, what? Mm. And he goes, yeah, we were all hiking and then we had a guy that stayed that was sober, you know, just because my kid's like always like that paranoid kid, like we need one guy that's sober. And so he said, it was like, he'll never do it again. But he said it brought him like this clarity that he worries too much. And then it brought him around into this like, he said it was probably the best thing he's ever done. I'm like, no.
Probably like an out of body experience.
Yeah. He said it made him realize that he's just been worried about like his path too much, and it gave him like this weird clarity.
All right. So back to body
isn't
scans.
Isn't that crazy? No way. But I just went fish this though. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I've never experienced it.
My good kid that doesn't drink or anything like that, he's like, now he's up in the woods like, whoa.
If you have a fear of him with all the radiation, why not yourself?
Because I feel like I'm like immune to it now. I've had so much in my life. Yeah.
Right. The cost, they said thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it's like $2,500.
$2,500.
Yeah.
Man.
And it's not covered by insurance.
At all. So what happens is that you get this full body scan and a radiologist, you know, the body's a lot to look at. So I feel bad for the radiologist because I'm sure he's like, oh my God, I got to go through every inch of this thing. You know, because usually an MRI or a CAT scan is just for a certain portion of your body.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're looking at what's broken, what's this, that, the other thing. But this is the whole thing he has to read.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want
to
do it.
I just think it's fascinating, and I would love to. I was reading an article about a woman. She has, her family had a history of cancer, so she just decided to do this. And she had no symptoms of anything, but she had a spleen aneurysm that they found, and it was like a ticking time bomb. It could have gone off, ruptured at any point.
I've never heard of a spleen aneurysm.
Yeah, and I guess if it ruptures, it's very deadly, but she got it removed. All the doctors were like, listen, this is going to be life-changing because we got to take out your spleen.
Yeah.
But they did it, and now she's fine.
Schmidl, why do you want it? Because you were all excited, too.
So I know this guy at my other job, and it's similar to the story Carson just told. His cousin went and got one of these scans, and they found some cancer that they were able to cure before it became a problem.
Yeah. The thing is like, I guess you could either like live where you don't know, because that's how I like it, you know, where I don't want to know.
I agree.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. Or, like, do you want to be, like, proactive but also have the radiation risk, you know?
I'm scared to find out the results, but I also want to know the results.
I know.
If you can catch something early enough, then you can just put it to an end.
I kind of stand on the I guess of the side of I'd like to see more results before I try it. Does that make sense? I want to see more of what happens long term. I mean, the radiation itself might be a problem.
I don't think that there's radiation with it because it uses magnets. It's MRI stands for magnetic resonance imaging, and they're running like magnetic fields through you. I don't think there's radiation.
I'm just saying that what if down the road...
Oh, is it CAT scan the radiation? One of them has radiation.
Yeah, one of them. CAT scans and x-rays have radiation. Yeah.
But what if down the road you find out that it was all useless, it didn't really work, blah, 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 blah. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, maybe it's like the first model of car that comes out. Sometimes it's best to avoid that, right?
No, I like it. I want to do it.
Yeah. I'm all for it.
Me too.
Yeah, like when the Model T came out, you'd be like, yo, this would be sick. I want to drive around and not ride a horse.
Yeah. So you'd rather know than not know.
Yeah, I do want to do it.
I mean, a lot of the experts are saying that it could lead to maybe people, I guess, treating things that aren't a problem or may not be a problem, but they think that they're a problem. So it's just really how it's ran.
Or it can add to your stress, right? You have anxiety about something.
Boy, I was way wrong, by the way. Sorry to interrupt you. I was way wrong. There is no radiation at all. It says, Schmidl pulled it up. It says MRIs have no... So my kid can get it now. I gotta text him and say, I was way wrong.
He's gonna be so excited.
I know, right? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it says it uses... I knew with the magnet part, but I didn't know it was radio waves, too. Wow, we can listen to our favorite station while we're in that tube.
105.9, right there. Inside your body.
It says, because MRI does not use radiation, there's no risk of radiation exposure during the procedure.
Who knew?
Yes.
Nice. Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, so let me me read some of these texts to you guys, because you guys are all commenting on these full body scans. First of all, don't worry, I wrote my son, I texted him, I said, hey, your mom is dumb. MRIs don't have any radiation, so you can get a full body scan if you want. Somebody said, here's the bad side, in my opinion, to a full body scan. You might be able to live your whole life without getting any treatment for a little spot or something like that that you didn't know that you had. I guess that's true, right? It says it's going to give medical industries more money on things we never knew we had and would have lived the rest of our lives just fine with it. So there's that angle for the full body scan, right? Hey, Jamie, you're dumb. There's no radiation in MRIs. I know.
Yeah.
You know, you would think that I would know that because, you know, I'm an orthopedic surgeon by injection.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know that.
Maybe you forgot.
Maybe. Probably. Let's see here. What if they find something? Does your insurance handle it because you did a non-insurance procedure? I have no idea.
I would think so because it's still like preventative. I mean, it's none other than you going
MRI,
and they find something.
I'd say that they will not cover your scan, but they would cover your further treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie, you sound like you're neurotic saying that Rafa can't have it. He's an adult. He's a legal adult. And if he wants to do something like that, okay, fine. My God. In my head, he's still 7 years old. I haven't told him that. He's like, oh, my God, Mom, if I want to go, because he wants to try to, I don't know, train for Mount Everest and all that crap. And I was like, you're not going there. Like, that's insane. And he's like, Mom, I'm an adult. I'm like, in my head, you're 7. You're just a little boy. Oh, my God. All right. Let's see here. It's the Paul brothers. I actually said to Schmidl, who the hell are the Paul brothers? I didn't even understand. I'm like, the Paul brothers. I'm thinking, like, who are, like, the Jonas brothers? I've never heard of this group called the Paul brothers. No, it's what's his name and what's
Jake and Logan.
I've never heard of them called the Paul brothers.
Ever.
Right? And so yeah. I was like, I guess they get a, is it a documentary? Is that what this is?
I think it's a series, yeah, that they're doing.
So it's the Paul brothers, and it's going to be on Max. It's an original series, and it's called Paul American. And here's the little promo.
Yeah, this is America. Yeah. The currency isn't being liked. The currency is attention. Yeah. What can you do with attention? The answer is anything. And now it's time for America to meet our family.
What is wrong with you?
Go yourself.
This baby opened up a gentle side of the Pauls.
Oh, it's smelly. To my whole family.
Shut up. We got a show to make.
Ugh, something I do not want to see.
You know, it'll probably do well, though.
It will.
Yeah,
it will.
Just our luck.
Congratulations to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. Woo! They won second place in USA Today's like favorite zoos across the nation. They won second place. Now, I will tell you this. Again, dumb Jamie. I literally thought that it was in Wyoming.
I did, Cheyenne? Too. When I first heard of it, yeah. I did, too.
Why did
I
they name it that?
I have no idea.
It's so dumb. It's so deceiving.
It's where it's located, I think. There's something.
It's in Colorado with that. Springs.
Yeah, but that mountain is called Cheyenne Mountain.
Well, I don't like it because when I moved here, I heard all about this zoo, right? And I moved here with my kid, and he was like 5. And I heard all about this zoo, and I was like, I am not driving to Wyoming to a damn zoo. That is nuts. And then I found out it's right there.
Who beat us?
Some weird little place. I forgot where it is. I don't know. I read it yesterday. I can't. My memory recall
I'm
is not great.
Curious to who beat us.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Who's better than Cheyenne Zoo?
It was some weird little place that you wouldn't want to go visit.
Except for the zoo.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I read it. I was like, well, at least they got something going for them. Yeah. Anyway, Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, I highly recommend it. And then if you're like me and you're a little bit lazy, you can actually pay the guy in the golf cart to drive you up the hill. Yeah, I gave him $10. I was like, hey, do you mind driving us all the way up there? He's like, yeah, no problem.
That's cheap.
I know, right?
$10?
I know. Omaha.
Yeah.
Omaha's
Henry Durley Zoo.
Yeah.
And aquarium.
Okay.
Yep, in Omaha.
Wow.
So that's why I was like, well, good for them. They need something.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
All right, anyway, so congongulations to that zoo. And you can feed the giraffes there. It's super cool.
That's the coolest part about
it.
Yeah, you give like they give you lettuce, and they just come up, and little Debbie stuck out her hand.
Yep.
And I got a little scared
because
like the giraffe head comes right over to her, and the black tongue comes out and just wrapped its arm around her hand. I was like, no, don't take her hand.
But it just took the
Their
the
tongues are long.
Yeah. You would have felt bad if he'd eaten her.
Yeah. I think every parent that's taking their kid to that zoo has that little moment of like, what are we doing like, here?
Is this a good idea?
This is a wild animal. Yeah. We are feeding it, and it has teeth in there. You know, you do second guess that. The only thing I find disappointing with the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is taking that that chairlift up to the top, nothing up there.
The gondola, yeah.
There's nothing up there.
You just literally just get off. I don't even know why you get off. They make you get off, stand back in line to get back on again.
It's so dumb. I was like, wait, what did we do this for? My kid's looking at me. He's like, is there nothing up here? I go, I guess it's just for the ride. Yeah. I don't know.
They should at least have like a Dippin' Dot stand up there or something,
right?
You know?
I know.
Give me a snack.
Anyway, if you haven't been, you don't get it. But it's just bizarre. You go up there in a chairlift and there's nothing up there. Well, I guess it's a view. Donald Trump is real, real mad. Donald Trump is fuming, actually, over a painting of him hanging in the Colorado State Capitol. And even Schmidel agrees that it is bad.
It's ugly. It's a very ugly picture, yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I guess last night Donald Trump went on his whatever that Truth Social thing is, and he said nobody likes a bad picture or painting of themselves, but the one in Colorado in the state capitol put up by the governor along with all the other presidents was purposely distorted to a level that even I perhaps have never seen before.
It looks like Trump combined. I know people don't know what Powerball Pete looks like, but it looks like Trump combined with Powerball Pete.
Really?
Yeah.
A bad painting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trump compared his portrait to Barack Obama's, criticizing the artist for making Obama look wonderful while calling his own truly the worst. He jabs at the artist too, saying she must have lost her talent as she got older. He says that Jared Polis should be ashamed of himself for putting that picture up. Oh, it doesn't even look like him, does it? I'm looking at it now.
No.
I mean, it's not like they, like, you know, put horns on him or something.
No, you could tell it's him, but it's like it's a lot more square, and then I'd say there's like 10 pounds extra in the face.
Yeah. That doesn't look like him at all. That's weird. I guess it's Polis's way of going.
The Barack Obama.
I did that to you.
The Barack Obama painting too. She did a great job on that one. Do you see that one?
Yeah,
no, I haven't.
Yeah,
yet.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Crazy. All right. Snow White opens with a horrible box office. It cost $250 million to make, and it looks like they only made $43 million. On their opening, they thought this was going to be huge. There's all kinds of controversy with Snow White because there's no, you know, those little people.
Dwarfs. The seven dwarfs were fired.
Yeah, they're CGI, and they were rendered CGI, and backlash over that. And plus, I guess the star that is Snow White, Rachel, Zegler, I guess she wrote a bunch of bad stuff about the president and hoped ill will against him and anybody who voted for him. So half the country's mad at her.
There was a video that was generated AI over the weekend, and it was the seven dwarfs Snow White was on a monitor in the background, and how terrible it's done. They were celebrating, they were drinking, smoking cigars, and laughing and cheering each other because it was doing so crappy.
That's pretty funny, though.
It was funny.
Oh my God, did you guys, speaking of Powerball Pete, so you know how we all can like make that little emoji of our face, right? Well, the old school way, right? So it was when Facebook allowed you to do it or your phone did or whatever. Well, a lot of people, like Pete, made himself look a lot younger, right? He picked the redheaded guy with the little freckles that looks like he's about 17, right? He picked that one. I go, Pete, that doesn't even look like you. So my kid did the AI version. He took Pete's picture and he made the AI face and... And he looks like Donald Trump. Like you said, Schmidel.
Yeah, just combined them, yeah.
And he's so mad because I said, dude, this is reality. This is what AI says you look like. And he's like, I'm not that fat.
I thought the emoji was skinny.
I felt bad for him.
And a lot more hair.
So facial aesthetics is his client, right?
Yeah.
And so we all went over there to see Lori. I love that place. They're really nice to me. And anyway, and it was so bad because Lori's pretty funny, but she goes, Pete, we can get rid of that double chin. We have the machine right in there. Because he, I don't know what it is. I mean, it is like, it's like he wears a turtleneck, but it's his skin.
Oh, poor guy.
He's always warm.
Hey, you're the one that said it looked too thin.
Well, compared to the emoji, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so hopefully we're going to take care of that. We're going to take him over there. Just have it. I think his wife would appreciate us doing that for him, you know, because men don't usually take care of their skin and they don't realize that there's machines can fix all those things. We can just take that thing right off of there. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of little injections. All right, let's hear. What else? Tiger Woods has hooked up with Vanessa Trump. Now, she is the ex-wife of Donald Trump Jr., and they have gone public. They were in a hammock laying there together, all sexified. And he's like, love is in the air. That's what Tiger said. Anyway, he said, love is in the air, and you've changed my life. They've been dating since Thanksgiving, and now it's official. How does she hook up with all these people? This chick not only was married to Donald Trump Jr., and she had 5 kids with him, but she's also hooked up with Leonardo DiCaprio, some Saudi prince, and now Tiger Woods.
Woo!
Like, what circles does she run into?
I don't know, but it's a good resume.
It is. It is.
Mm-hmm. Good resume.
She's 47 years old. She has 5 kids, 17, 16, 13, 12, and 10. That right there, I don't even know how you have time to date Tiger Woods.
No, and I mentioned this last week when it first broke, that this guy, Tiger Woods, he has a certain look. Outside of hookers, that is.
Yeah.
Okay, outside of hookers, he's got a definite look. She looks a lot like Lindsey Vonn to me.
Yeah.
Okay?
And his first wife.
Yeah, and his first wife. He really does.
Yeah.
That's his go-to.
I agree. And speaking of, we mentioned this, Lindsey Vonn, congratulations to her. She won the second in the final World Cup race of her comeback season. She's 40 years old, and she, I mean, that is amazing.
It is amazing.
And she had a partial knee replacement, and she did it all on that. That, I mean, talk about a comeback. She did a great job. And then finally, and sadly, I'm sure y'all saw it already, but George Foreman, the boxing legend and entrepreneur of the George Foreman Grill, he has passed away at the age of 76. By the way,
terrible.
Off the air, what you guys did not hear is Carson and, I mean, they talked about it a little bit on the air, and BJ, off the air, I mean, going crazy over their love for the grill.
Well, it's one of the best inventions known to man.
If you've never owned one, you have no idea what you've missed.
Oh, my gosh.
You have no idea. And if you're going to go get one because of the George Foreman death, which I think they're going to skyrocket now. They're going to be flying off the shelves, Walmart, everybody's going to be selling them, Target. Go get the double. Don't get the single. The single's just not worth it. You want the double.
You're really, like, shortening yourself if you get the...
The single?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it saved me in college. I almost starved to death because I couldn't cook. And this thing, I just threw some meat on there. I was like, bam.
Greatest hamburger maker that's ever been bitten.
So good.
Wow.
Now, right. I did set off a couple of smoke alarms.
Smoke alarms,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's cool.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.